We're going to hear about sign up in two states now. First to Colorado, where Eric Whitney reports the state has been planning for an insurance marketplace since before the president was elected.
Colorado is one of just 16 states that chose to create its own health insurance exchange and not use one run by the federal government. Gretchen Hammer, chair of Colorado's exchange board, says leaders from both parties started talking seriously about overhauling healthcare here back in 2007.
It's been a long history, and I think it's rooted in both our bipartisan nature of some of those early conversations and the ongoing conversations, as well as, I think, just a practical approach to the healthcare system isn't meeting the needs of everyone in Colorado, and we want to work together to figure out how to make that happen.
The result is the online marketplace that opened as scheduled at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. It's been generally functional today, but not 100%. Not long after it opened, it started scrolling a message. Due to overwhelming interest, we are temporarily suspending the creation of accounts. Please continue to browse plans. That means people can't buy coverage online today or create an online account they can come back to later. But Kevin Finder says the site is still useful. He logged in a little after 9.
So it sort of guides you from the very beginning. You can see under Get Started, it says shop now, or are you in the right place if we hit the shop now?
Finder is a health coverage guide at a clinic for low-income people called MCPN in a Denver suburb. His job is to help people use the new marketplace to find affordable coverage. He says he's heard plenty of skepticism about Obamacare from patients, and he's looking forward to using the website to get them past that.
The main message we want to get out there is just give it a try. Look and see what financial assistance you're going to get. Take a few minutes.
Finder says his clinic is reaching out to both existing patients and the surrounding community in general to let them know that they may have new options for getting health coverage and that they're there to help. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Aurora, Colorado.